And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to another edition of Can't Read, Can't Write. What are we, right in the middle of summer? Are we just like in the middle of summer right now?
I think this is actually like the exact like center point of summer. At least that's what I would refer to it as. We're recording this on July 15th.
And we're halfway to Christmas, almost halfway to Christmas.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. You know, I did start thinking though, like last night, I'm reorganizing. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say reorganizing. Organizing for the first time our bedroom in our new house and like organizing the closet and the dressers and stuff, moving things around. And I was like, oh, no, I miss wearing sweaters like comfortably outside. And it's going to be nice, chilly fall weather soon.
That's not where I was going with this at all. I do not miss that at all.
I love the fall. The fall is my favorite season. So,
but it can take its good, sweet time.
Yeah, I'm good with taking our time getting there. I'm enjoying summer. Although I wish it would stop raining.
I don't know if I'm enjoying summer. I am in some desperate need for some sunny in 75,
yes,
which we have not had at all in 2 months.
It's crazy. Like I got a like, you know, the Intex pools that you can just like pop up in the backyard. I got one of those for the backyard and it's mm-hmm. 10 feet. So it's not small, mm-hmm. but I like still haven't been able to put it up because it just keeps raining. It just keeps raining.
Yeah. So here we are in the middle of summer, and on the show, we should let you know that we're dropping this podcast and it's going to be the only podcast that we drop this week because technically Alyssa is on vacation, sort of. It's not like a fun destination vacation that you're doing.
It's going to be fun, but it is not going to be relaxing. I'm going to be working. I'm going to be getting like over 100,000 steps.
So explain what you're doing.
So I'm going to be a counselor at a sleepaway camp. This will be my third summer going to do this. But this is my first time going to this camp. The camp is called Camp Oasis. And I'm really excited.
Explain the camp because this is a volunteer thing for you, right? You're not getting mm-hmm. paid for this.
No.
Alyssa is going to be a counselor at a summer camp for kids and she's not getting paid.
Does anybody ever get paid to be a counselor at a summer camp? I don't.
Yes.
Do they?
Plenty of people. Plenty of camps.
Well, not this one.
Tell me about the kids. Like why do you volunteer? Because are they kids that they come from questionable backgrounds?
No, so Camp Oasis, it's a camp for kids with IBD, so irritable bowel disease like Crohn's, colitis, IBS, anything in the gastrointestinal space. This is a camp for kids specifically diagnosed with those because I have Crohn's and I was diagnosed at 15, which is crazy. I now have had Crohn's for longer in my life than I didn't have it. 17 years. But so this is a camp for kids with that specifically, which is really, it doesn't really change the camp at all. The only thing about it that's a little different than most other camps is, one, we have a bomb menu, really good food, because our tummies are sensitive. So we need to have good, healthy food. We also have really nice bathrooms in all the cabins. We are not roughing it out there. Mm-hmm. We already have enough going on with the bathroom situations. We don't need to make it more difficult. So nice bathrooms. And then also there is doctors, like a full suite of doctors, nurses, staff there. And the last year, but 2023, we also added like mental health specialist mm-hmm. on site, which was very, very helpful. So I'm really excited. It's always a really good time. It's like my favorite week of the summer every year.
What a great idea. And it's something that I've never thought of, but I would imagine, what are the ages of these kids that attend the camp?
Like 7 to 17.
So let's say you're 9 years old and you're diagnosed with IBS
mm-hmm.
and you want to go to summer camp, like a regular summer camp, just like, I don't want to say a normal kid. It doesn't make you abnormal.
But like a YMCA camp.
Right.
Yeah.
Or with healthy kids.
Right.
But you're not. You've got IBS. And it feels like you would probably be self-conscious about it.
Oh, absolutely.
The other kids might not understand mm-hmm. what you're dealing with. If you have some sort of an accident, or if you have some sort of a medical thing,
or if you just need to go, or if you just don't feel good and you just need to take a beat.
Yeah.
Like,
what a great idea to have a camp specifically for kids that have to deal with this.
It's so cool. Like, it's one of those things that, like I said, I was diagnosed at 15. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't interested in going to the camp, and I like wasn't interested in making community at that point, because I think that being diagnosed as a teenager, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so I love that this exists. I wish that I would have gone.
Yeah.
Because I get to see these friendships forming in front of me, and these kids, they do stay in touch.
Oh.
Even some of the counselors now were campers back in the day, and they've been coming to this camp now for like over a decade. And it's so much fun. Like I said, it's just like the best week of the summer. And for a lot of these kids, it's their first time being away from their parents.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. And for me, not having kids, mm-hmm. it's kind of like that dose of kids in the summer that like I don't get on a regular basis. So it's nice to go and get to hang out with them. We always come out of it with like the craziest stories. So I'm sure I will have a lot of fun tales to bring back to the podcast.
Well, that's really nice that you do this, that you give back like this. Because, of course, it's helpful that the counselors understand everything that the kids are going through, because they've gone through it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so, like, I don't want to say funny. That's not the right word. But when I had the littlest girl camp, I had the littlest girl cabin my first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, like, the first or second day. They kept like raising their hand or like asking me, can I go to the bathroom? Like, hey guys, like this is an IBS camp. Okay. We all got to go. Just go. Like, you do not need to ask. You can just go. We will be right here. But yeah, it's really, and it's cool too, like seeing them like all kind of talk and make jokes, and like, it is just normal, which is really nice to see. Some of them have like, you know, NG tubes or scars from having feeding tubes in the past, and like seeing them get to like bond over it. It's mm-hmm. really, really cool. And really, like, I'm glad that this exists. So if you know any kiddos with IBS or anything like that, the camp is in Michigan. And that's the closest location we have here. But there's actually a bus from Cleveland that buses the kids that are here out to Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool too.
So you'll be on that bus?
No, I'm going to drive. I have to get there a day early.
Oh, gotcha.
For training. But maybe next year I might take the bus. Just, this is my first year at this location, so I want to definitely make sure I get that full training time before the kids get there.
Well, that warms my heart.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that you're doing that.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Good for you.
I'm going to come back sunburnt and happy.
And that is the reason why we have no new podcast this week, because that is exactly what Alyssa is doing this week. And
sorry.
So now you understand. I don't think you need to apologize. I think it's a wonderful reason to take a week off for the show. I think we're going to tell some camp stories in today's podcast. You want to do that?
Yeah, I love me some camp stories.
All right, we'll get into that in part three. I wanted to, I think I talked about this a little bit on the show. So this past weekend, it was kind of like a mini reunion with some friends of ours who live in Texas now, but they were in town visiting relatives, and we all got to dinner. So these are my college friends. These are summer of 96 friends.
Oh, these are those friends.
Yeah, it's hard to describe, but so you lived at, Eagles Landing. So back when I was at Kent State, Eagles Landing was referred to as Glen Morris, the Glen Morris Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And so at Glen Morris, you had my friend Kevin, my best friend Kevin, and he lived with Bill, and he lived with Terry in one apartment. And the apartment right above him, directly above him, was Penny, Jen, and Diane.
Okay.
And then the apartment across the quad was Jen, Lisa, and Robin. Okay? And now all of our lives have intersected in some way. There was some romance in some of those relationships.
Okay.
Kevin and Jen from across the quad are married.
Oh, currently?
Yes.
Okay, so it worked out.
Yes. So this past weekend at dinner was Kevin and Jen, who are married. And then the Jen from upstairs, from the upstairs apartment, and Diane. Diane is the one that lives in Texas, and she was in town.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this really was kind of like an unofficial reunion for you guys.
Yeah, there were some people missing, but, you know, there were some people there. So sometime during the night, because we had drinks at Rocky River Wine Bar. At some point, someone started a group text, and it says, Sedona Trip Summer 2026. And I don't remember how this got started, but apparently at some point, and it was probably the girls that were talking, because my wife was there as well, someone started a conversation about let's get together next year in Sedona. And the reason why is because next summer, the summer of 2026, will be 30 years of knowing each other. So that we'll be celebrating the summer of 1996 in 2026. So I'm pretty sure that's the genesis of how Sedona Trip Summer 2026, this group text came around.
I am curious about how Sedona was the choice. Nothing against Sedona. It's just an interesting choice, I think, for the meeting place.
If I remember the conversation correctly, I think we were looking for a place that we could all agree on, one, and that was kind of laid back.
Okay.
Like, we're older now. Like, my choice was Kent.
Oh, you just want to go, you just straight up want to go back.
Because it's within driving distance. It wouldn't cost as much money.
It's so practical of you.
And if we just got some rooms at the University Inn, I think I'd have a good time.
Oh, God. I don't think anybody else would, but you would.
But all my friends, I believe, probably make more money than me, and so they want to go somewhere. So Sedona is, I think everybody agrees that Sedona's gorgeous, and it's a great time. And
now, what are some things that you would do on said trip? This trip that hopefully, I'm rooting for you guys that this trip makes it out of the group chat, because it sounds fun.
If I was in Sedona, what would I do?
Like, on this trip, like, what do you guys, like, I know it's like a year away, but like, did you guys talk about any sort of plans?
I would sleep. I would hike. I would drink. I would eat well. And that's pretty much it.
Sounds like a good time.
You know, I'm sure the girls want to hit up all the cute shops and go shopping. I probably won't want to spend any money.
That's fair. That's fair. I think just getting there is money enough.
So, yeah, so this group text is going around, and some of the texts coming in so far, we have found the perfect house to stay at. Someone already looked on Airbnb.
Oh, geez. Are there any reservations made yet?
No, nobody made it, because we have to agree on dates, and I think that's what's next. But someone looked at the Flagstaff Barbie Dream House.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
An entire home in Flagstaff. It holds up to 12 people, 5 bedrooms, 7 beds, 4 baths. Jane is the super host there. Welcome to Flagstaff's Barbie Dreamhouse, located minutes from NAU and downtown Flagstaff.
I love Flagstaff, by the way. And I know, like, this is an unofficial Kent State podcast. Mm-hmm. But I will say, going to Flagstaff, because it was very, like, kind of on a whim that we ended up stopping there for the night. We were doing a Route 66 trip, me and Bryce, back in 2021. And we ended up stopping in Flagstaff with the intent to just, like, car camp, like, sleep in the car for the night.
Yeah.
Ended up, like, going to a couple of the bars down there. We had so much fun. And it reminded me so much of Kent.
Is that right?
So much of Kent. Like, the streets, some of the streets are brick. Mm-hmm. There is a train, and just like the whole kind of like setup, I was also hammered. It's like the drunkest I've been in a long time. Well, because it's also worth saying that Arizona, this is March of 2021. Mm-hmm. Arizona was open.
Yeah.
California was still fully closed. Bryce and I had never gotten to sit at a bar together at this point in our relationship until Flagstaff. We had a blast. I 10 out of 10 recommend.
I can't disagree with you. Every time that I went to Flagstaff, I had a good time.
It's beautiful. The weather, you still get like those winter months.
You do.
But it's like a milder winter, I would say.
I think a lot of people are surprised that in Arizona, you can experience all four seasons in one day. Like, it's amazing.
That
it's,
used to be like the running joke was like, you could drive an hour this way to get one season, an hour this way to get another. Yeah. Like, and it's true.
One year in Arizona, we spent Christmas up north. So we were in Williams, Arizona, and we had this huge snowfall where I wasn't prepared for that. Like, I didn't have a snow shovel in my car. And so I'm trying to get snow off my car. And so we're driving home in the snow, and we make it back to Arizona where it's like, or in Phoenix, where it's like 80 degrees.
Right.
So yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I actually, the last time we were in Flagstaff, we went tubing because they got a big snowstorm. I was freezing. They had like a campfire set up, and I was like just posted up in front of it like the whole time.
So, excuse me. So someone suggested the Barbie house.
I love
that. And now we're talking about dates. So people are just throwing dates out there. And some people have suggested like during the holidays. So don't even wait until the summer of 2026. Maybe do it over the holidays.
No, I think we should do summer.
Why summer?
Well, because I'm just hoping the universe is usually on our side with things. But I know that next year, it's so funny because you're going on a 30-year friend reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Next summer, I already know, I've already been told to start saving money now. Next summer is my best friend's 30th birthday, and we're going to do a trip for her 30th birthday. Her birthday's in June. So hopefully, maybe it'll line up for both of us to not be here. If you guys end up doing the summer.
Okay. Well, I will let you know how that goes.
Yeah, keep me posted.
All right, Alyssa is leaving town, heading to Michigan to go to camp. We'll share some camp memories next. Can't Read, Can't Write. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. Alyssa is leaving us very soon to head to the wonderful state of Michigan. I have no problem with Michigan.
I don't either. I'm not no SU girly myself.
I'm not a Buckeyes fan, so I have no problem with Michigan. I know plenty of people who head up there in vacation. I heard it's gorgeous, and I'm sure they have a great camp wherever you're going.
I believe that the actual campsites, I'm curious if maybe any of our listeners, anybody listening right now, has been to this camp. I think it's called Camp Copenaconic. I could be totally butchering the pronunciation on that, but that's the campsite where I will be going. But yeah, it's about 3.5 hours away. I'm leaving this Saturday morning,
and
I will be there for a full week.
So you're a camp counselor, and what is the level of camping? Are there tents? Are there cabins? What is the level of camping that you're going to be doing?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, this is cabin camping.
Okay.
This is cabin camping. We will have electricity. We will have running water.
Air conditioning?
I'm not entirely certain on AC, but if it's anything like the last camp that I volunteered at, which was the same organization that I'm working with again this year, those cabins did have AC. So we'll see.
Showers?
Yes, showers, hot water. Like, it's honestly, it's really nice. They have great, like I think I mentioned earlier on, like they have really good bathroom facilities. The cabins are really well kept, at least at the last one that I went to. So I'm excited to go to a new camp, and there's a lake at this camp. There's a zip line. That'd be cool.
It's all about the outdoor activities at this camp.
Yeah, it's definitely it's the last week of July. So it's definitely mostly like outdoor kind of like water activities.
I think this is the way to camp. Like, this is the way to do it. Like, I've done every possible, I think I've done every possible way that you can for camping. The cabins, the electricity, the running water, that's all great.
Because especially after the days that we have, because I mean, gosh, especially, so I'm with the littlest kids again this year. Or not littlest, but like the second to littlest. I have fifth grade girls and one fourth grader. Those kids, they wake up so early, but they also like never want to go to bed. Until their head hits the pillow and like they're out. So it is crucial for them to get an actual good night of sleep. So it is nice that like they're comfortable, they have nice beds. Like, hopefully it's not too scorching hot in the cabins and we can actually sleep.
Were you a camper when you were a kid? Did you go away to a summer camp when you were a kid?
No, never.
So when was the first time you actually went away to a summer camp? Was when you were an adult as a counselor?
Yeah, as a counselor.
Really? So you missed it. Do you feel like you missed out on an experience as a kid, like to go to a summer camp with other kids and spend a week away or whatever the case may be?
yes, but also no. Like, I remember who I was as a kid, and I, like, to just to set the stage, if anybody knows, I think it's, is it Bonnie Lake? Is that a lake around here? I think it is. Bonnie Lake, either way. Mm-hmm. My nonna, when I was, like, 5, signed me up for swim lessons at this, like, lake by our house. Mm-hmm. We got there, and I looked at it and was like, uh-uh. I'm not getting in that water, dude. Like, I'm used to pools. I'm not getting in a murky lake.
Yeah.
So, like, knowing who I was as a kid, I didn't like to be sticky. I wouldn't even, like, put my hands in pumpkins to get the guts out.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would have enjoyed it back then. I've loosened up quite a bit as an adult, so I do have a lot more fun with it now. I don't mind, like, putting the worms on the hook to, for the kids to go fishing. Like, but when I was a kid, that would have been game over for me. I would not have done it.
Yeah, I've done pretty much all of that. I was in the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout when I was a kid. So I'm trying to think the first time that I went on a camping trip. I think I started out small. I think it was like weekends, you know, just a 3-day weekend somewhere when I was in fourth grade or maybe fifth grade. So that's what, 10, 11 years old? God,
yeah.
That's young.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Mohican for about 4 or 5 days when I was in fifth grade. And we stayed overnight at the cabins there.
But Mohican's tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, but that was a very similar camp experience because the cabins were nice.
Yeah.
Like it was beautiful.
I've been down there within the last couple of years, and I love it because they have the cabins. I mean, they've got big screen TVs in there.
Do they really?
Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
So it's not really so much of a camp experience as it is like a luxury nature retreat.
But I remember my first week away from home as a Boy Scout, you go to some week-long summer camp. And I must be like 11 years old. And the first day that you're there, you got to pass some swimming test.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pool there, like an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And you have to swim the length of the pool like 4 times.
Yep. We still do those, by the way. We still do the swim test.
And so I'm on my way to do my swimming test. And I'm walking poolside. And I step on this bee. And this is day one. And I step on a bee, and I don't think I'm allergic to bees, but whatever it is with this particular bee, or maybe it was, you know, just the fact that it was my foot swelled up to the size of, well, back then, I mean, it's a small foot, so I don't know, the size of a baseball or a softball.
And this is day one.
It's day one. It was so, my foot was so swollen that I couldn't even get my shoe on.
Oh my God.
Like, I think I had to wear flip-flops the entire week.
And that is not very conducive to camp activities.
No.
I don't even think that we let our kids wear flip-flops.
Yeah, just walking around because it's all dirt roads and gravel. And
it's asking for another injury as well.
But my foot is swollen and it's so itchy.
Ugh.
And I, you know, people are like, should we send them home? And I'm like, no, I'm good. But yeah, it's terrible. And the cabins were just basically, they were just wood. They were wood cabins, but I don't even know how to describe it. It's
like a shack.
Yeah, there were no doors.
Oh, wow. Okay, you were really just, like, bare bones in it.
It was wood coverings, and then they just had the spring bunks in there that you would put your sleeping bag in.
Are we sure that this was a legit camp? Where did your parents send you?
It's Camp Tuscazor in in Zor, Ohio. And I think you can still camp down there these days. But yeah, I mean, with a Boy Scouts, camping with the Boy Scouts, you know, we always had a tent, you know, and sleeping bags, but there was one camping weekend that I did. It was like, they called it a survival weekend or something like that. And you weren't allowed anything. You weren't allowed, tents at all. So all you could have was a sleeping bag and they gave you a tarp. And that was how you camped the entire weekend. And one night, it rained so bad.
Oh, and they still made you be out there.
It's a survival weekend. What are you going to do?
Okay, I'll tell you what you do because, okay. The last time that I was a camp counselor, the age group that I had the oldest girls. And so we're talking like 15 to 17. And they're called LITs, leaders in training.
Mm-hmm.
And so the really cool thing that the LITs get to do is sleep outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they all really look forward to it. And we don't do tents, but we have not tarps, but like sleep pads. So we all go out there. We make our campfire. We're all excited. This is the night. We're doing it. We're sleeping outside. We do like some outdoor activities. Just the older kids. This is like a very, this is something they look forward to when they're younger.
Right.
That when they get up to that age, they get to do this. And we're roasting marshmallows and we're telling stories, singing songs, all the stuff. And then we go over to like set up the sleeping bags and everything is wet. And it did not rain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking and it's like the dew point. And so we keep saying,
we're like,
the dew point is blah, 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 blah. And so we were kind of like paying attention throughout the night. Basically, long story short, by about midnight, the director of camp was like, hey, guys, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Can't sleep out here tonight. It's going to be too wet. Going to get sick. Like, so you got to go sleep back in your cabins.
Mm-hmm.
And like half of them were bummed and half of them were like, yeah, I don't want to sleep outside. Like, get me back inside. I am totally fine not sleeping on the ground. But yeah, so we pulled the plug. We let them like pull their mattresses down onto the floor in the cabin so that mm-hmm. they could like feel like they were camping. I don't know. We let them stay up late because they would have been doing it anyways, but we just couldn't sleep outside.
Yeah, we were not given that option on the survival weekend. It was, well, you're outside no matter what. And the ground is soaking wet. My sleeping bag is wet. I've got this tarp over my head just to protect my head. It was
pretty bad. Again, the camp that I'm going to, I would say, like, it's a little bit different than, like, a normal camp. It's really mostly the same as a normal summer camp for kids, except it is for kids with a chronic illness that does generally make you immunocompromised.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, hell no. We're not. We can't have you sleep outside.
Why don't you pitch that to your counselor boss on the last night? Like, let's do a survival night. We'll send all the kids out in the woods. And
we're all already doing survival nights. Our bodies are constantly attacking themselves. Okay, we're doing our best. Anyways.
All right. So Alyssa's going to camp. When she comes back, hopefully we'll have lots of good camp stories we can share.
Like I said, I've got fifth grade girls, and I know I'm going to come back with some crazy stories. I'm so excited. It's such a fun age group. I'm stoked.
We'll have fun at camp and look forward to getting the show back going again. I guess we'll be back live in August sometime.
Yeah, first week of August.
Is that right? Okay, yeah, let me just look at those dates real quick because I think it's
August 4th is going to be Monday, August 4th is the day that I'm officially back.
All right, we'll be back live August 4th. Thank you so much for listening to this show, however you listen to it on the radio or if you stream us live on the Odyssey app or iHeartRadio or listening to this podcast right now. It's Can't Read, Can't Write. Hope you're having a wonderful summer. We'll talk to you soon.